Matt Greenwood back at Hillsborough High School. Your final score, Grandview 49, Hillsborough 30. We got Macy Ketcherside joining us from the Grandview Eagles. And a big win for Grandview, 21-2, wrapping up the regular season with a 19-point victory as they get ready for districts on Saturday in Cuba against Cuba. That is the opening round matchup there. Macy Ketcherside tonight, 21 points, 9 first half, 12 second half. What were you seeing out there, Macy? Did a pretty good job.
Thank you. I just know that we had a lot of holes, and especially in our post area, we had more holes. So I knew that if I worked harder to post up, then I'd be able to get more points and be able to get ways to that I can score more in different areas.
Kaylin Sparks was able to find you pretty easily tonight. Sarah Faust, Megan Faust, kind of the offense running through you tonight, obviously, with that 21 points. It's been pretty much that way all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we know that our guards, they can definitely shoot, but we know that if we take it into the post, then we're very excellent in there too. And so if we just take it to the post and they collapse and they try to stop me, then I know that I can always kick it out to my guards, and they always have my back and I always have theirs.
Kaylin Sparks, a three-pointer tonight. Megan Faust, a three-pointer tonight. Actually, you look at the score sheet, only two threes tonight. You put up 49, you win by 19, but the defense is really what is noticeable on the floor. Absolutely suffocating. Anytime Hillsborough had the ball, one player had the ball, two girls around her or around them, and then you down low to kind of make sure no one penetrated too much. Talk about the defense and what it's meant to the success for this team.
Yeah, our defense is definitely our main aspect. We try to pressure defense, and we try to pressure the players, and we know that if we pressure them, they will be more likely to turn it over. And so we've really worked hard in our defense, and it's really grown since last year. We've all gotten a lot better between knowing when to trap and when to not trap and when to help and when to not help.
When, say, for instance, you have an off night or the defense for the other team is taking you away from the offense, what is kind of your role as to try to keep the flow going for you guys?
I know that I just have to grab as many rebounds as I can, and if they take me off of scoring, then I know that if I do get the ball inside and they collapse on me and I can't do anything, that I can kick it out, and then I just have to block out and get as many rebounds as I can.
Many people from around here know that you're going to MAC for volleyball, but you also got 1,000 points on the basketball floor just recently.
Yeah.
As well. You're just kind of, do you feel like you can't go wrong, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a huge accomplishment of mine. That was my goal since the beginning of the season, and especially from signing for MAC, it's just puts it on top of, it's like the icing on the cake of getting 1,000 points. It just made my year so much better.
How does volleyball help you in basketball?
It definitely works you out. I mean, it works you out in two different ways. It works your legs out for jumping because you have to jump in volleyball and you have to jump as high as you can for rebounds and for shots.
Well, maybe not you because you're so tall already.
Yeah, but it's different ways that it works you out, but at the same time, it still works you out in the same way of being able to jump and use your legs, because if you can't do that, then you're pretty much useless.
This is your final year with Grandview, 21-2. You had, a 20-point win season last year as well, or just about there.
Yeah.
How much has Coach Hubbard helped you out in your game in basketball?
A lot. She came in, and she knew that we were a good team, and we all knew that we wanted her to make us better. And with her, a lot of the coaching experience really helped us. And she kind of showed us the ways that we didn't know exactly, and she really made us a better team all around.
When it comes to the 1,000-point mark that you got in your career, who are some people you got to thank for helping you get to that point?
Definitely my teammates, because without them, I would not have been able to do it. They're the ones who give me the amazing passes, and they always look inside for me. But I also have to thank all the coaches that I've had throughout my lifetime, because they've always pushed me to be the better player.
What was the bigger moment? I'm not going to ask that question, because the bigger moment for you is obviously signing for MAC rather than getting that 1,000 points. But it's a pretty sweet deal to be able to do both in your high school career.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, congrats on the win. One more question for you, Macy. You get Cuba in the opening round, a very tough Class 3 District 3 tournament ahead. If you're lucky and you work hard and get to the championship round, you might see the Central Rebels. Would that be pretty fun for you?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely excited. That's what we're trying to get to. Last year, we fell short to Steelville, and we know everything that we did wrong, and we're just ready to work on it and play harder to beat them and to get to Central, because that's our main goal of who we want to play and beat.
All right. Well, you got, what's today, Thursday, so you got a day to rest up and then head on down to Cuba, and best of luck to you in the district tournament.
Thank you.
Macy Ketcherside, our player of the game.